I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. Homegrown Week on KUMD is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Really happy to be welcoming for the first time to our studios, Abe Curran and the Blue Rooster. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
And the Blue Rooster is Eric Bong. And Pat, what's Pat's last name?
Bowen.
Pat Bowen on drums over there. And you guys are playing at the Homegrown Music Festival this Thursday at the Tower Avenue Tavern. It's Soup Town night, so lots of Superior shows, and that's at 11 o'clock, right?
You're correct, yes.
Well, let's have you start. I'll have you start with a song, and then we'll come back and find out more about you guys. What do you want to kick off with?
We're going to play a song called The Blood. World is full of some crazy people just trying to make it through tonight. Without me, it sounds easy enough.
Abe Curran and the Blue Rooster live from Studio A, part of our homegrown week here on KUMD. Well, excited to have you guys here. You've been together as a band for how long now, would you say? You want to answer? Who wants to answer that one?
Abe and I started playing together probably 4 years ago.
That's right.
And Pat joined us about 2.5 years ago, 2-3 years ago.
And how did you evolve? How did you get together, first of all?
Eric and I used to live in a house that some would call an artist cooperative, or others would
unofficially just call... It was a big hippie home.
Big hippie home, yeah. And so that is when we became better friends versus acquaintances. And then he had, luckily enough, played with Pat before. And Pat moved back to town, and, well, weren't we lucky?
Yeah. Well, and so you guys are, let's see, I don't know about Pat, but I know, Eric, you're from Cloquet, right? Yep. And Abe, I think you're a native Duluthian, is that right?
No, I get that a lot, though, because I just blend in around here.
I guess.
No, I was born in New Hampshire. I grew up in a little farm town down like 4 hours south of here called Waseca.
Okay. But you've lived here. How long have you lived here?
I've been back in town 8 or 9 years now.
Okay.
A good while.
All right.
It's definitely home.
Yeah. And Pat, how about Pat, there you go.
Cannon Falls, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Okay, so one area native and a couple of transplants. So that's how you started playing music together. And were you doing things with other people before that? Now, Abe, I've seen you out as an actor before. Like, I knew you as an actor before I knew you played music. Which one did you do first?
Acting first, and then I started to enjoy writing songs more and more over time.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric would say getting better at it. Yeah?
Definitely.
Yes.
Were you in any other projects before this one here in Duluth?
No, just solo stuff. Mm-hmm. This has been a real treat for me to take what I've done on the acoustic guitar all the time and be able to rock it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that.
And you still write the songs for mm-hmm. the band? How do they develop among the three of you? Do you guys kind of work them out together? Or?
Yeah, everybody kind of brings their own piece to it.
I mean, largely Abe brings songs that are pretty much constructed by the time he's ready to present them to us, but they do end up kind of evolving a little bit as we play them, just as the dynamic of what Pat and I do to fill in the blanks kind of develops.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Eric, I think you've been in other projects around town.
I've been in way too many bands in this town. This, I think, is about my 15th band in the last 14 or 15 years.
And so. How about Pat? How about you?
Well, Eric and I were in this band called The Rez years ago.
Oh, yeah.
There was like, I think, 80 people in that band or something. It was a lot of fun, though.
Mm-hmm. And so I bet you've played a lot of homegrowns.
This is, I think, my 9th or 10th, most of which were with The Rez.
Oh,
yeah. I think
okay.
we did 5 or 6 homegrowns with The Rez.
Uh-huh. But you guys, this band has been pretty solid for a while, it seems like. Like, you know, you haven't, I don't think you've put out any recordings or done any big tours or anything, as far as I know, right? But you've kept playing.
Yeah.
So it must be a good thing you got going.
It is a good thing. We're working on an EP. Hopefully that'll be out in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
That's as much as we can really say.
Mm-hmm. Well, and y'all have day jobs. How does the music fit into what you do the rest of the time?
I don't know if I would say easily, but it's fun. We all enjoy it enough to make time for it.
Mm-hmm.
We all have different work schedules, so sometimes one of us shows up a little tired, but we just do it. It's a good way to balance out what we do for money.
Tired
to
the show.
Because we don't make any money as musicians.
And tired to work.
And the music that you do, it seems to kind of has a nice groove to it, and a little rock, a little folk, maybe a little psychedelic in there. Is that kind of your common ground as musicians, like the music that you all kind of enjoy?
I think, yeah, I guess so. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely, I'd say so. Yeah.
We all have pretty varied taste in music, but there's definitely a lot of overlap,
mm-hmm.
which obviously makes it easier.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me about that song that we just heard, Abe. Did you write that one?
I did write The Blood. Yeah, it started out as kind of an absurd piece, and then it became one of my favorite songs that I wrote. I kind of wrote it as an inside joke with a friend, or about a friend. So it's an inside joke. I can't tell you anymore.
All right, I'll ask you about the next one. Hopefully,
okay.
that one will be an outside joke.
Yeah, the next one, I began as a whistle in my head when I was hiking, actually on a camping trip a couple 4th of July's ago.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then started as like a solo acoustic thing, and it has grown into what you're about to hear.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did you perform solo before you started jamming with these
guys?
I
tried to play as much as possible for a couple of years before we started a band, and then I just prefer playing with these guys so much more to solo, but it's still fun to do acoustic stuff occasionally.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's hear it. What was the name of the song?
This is called All I Need. 3, 4. When you come down, I'm on the couch. Time to go out. Well, you know I'm ready now. Let's head downtown. Go and get a drink and see just
Abe Curran and the Blue Rooster live from Studio A. How did the Blue Rooster name come about?
Oh, God, do you really want to know?
You're
pretty introspective. I was on a motorcycle trip, and going around one bend, there was a dead roadkill rooster in the road. I don't know if you've ever been on a motorcycle trip, but it's pretty... I mean, you're in your own head for most of the time, and I was in the middle of nowhere, kind of back road cruising, and... So I came up with a mythology about him, and he was a sad rooster, and that's how he ended up in the middle of the road dead. So it's about a sad rooster. I'll release a mythology album eventually.
That sounds...
And everybody can know.
I'd say about half our songs are about roadkill.
At least the main one.
So what made you decide it's time to do? Have you been wanting to record your stuff for a while, or did you just not feel the need to? Or
no, I think it'll be great. A couple different musicians I've been talking to have agreed that it's just a great way to kind of clear the palate and to help you write more stuff. And I don't know. Yeah, we've just got a bunch of stuff. We might as well.
Did you ever do that as a solo artist, record anything?
Oh, okay. I've never done it, so it's an interesting learning experience.
So, you'll be able to find out if that's true, if that kind of lets you let go of that and move on to the next, maybe?
Find out.
Have you started the process yet?
We've got enough stuff to put together an EP. It'll be a live-recorded EP. We got together with Jason and the guys over at Beaners, and we're going to start editing that down here once Homegrown's over.
Mm-hmm. So you've already done the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that like for you?
It was fun.
Did you do it?
Dare I say, it might have been a little inebriated.
Little after hours.
I've never heard of musicians recording an album that way.
No,
I think you're the first.
We're bending a lot of rules.
Yeah, you're trailblazers.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, we talked about you being an actor earlier, which reminded me, Abe, that you have appeared in many a Homegrown video. You know, there's the Homegrown Video Festival every year, and in fact, the first showing of the Homegrown music videos is tonight at Zinema at 6:00. And you've been, of course, the probably the most famous one. You've been the kite in My Amazing Kite by The Moon Is Down.
Yeah, that was a sweet video.
And you did, you know, there was another one that I remember was, I don't remember who.
Yeah, for Lou Guru.
Yeah, Lou Guru, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that one was a little more touching and, you know, relationship-y.
yeah.
Are those the only two?
I think those are the only two I've.
Okay, so you're not in any this year. We shouldn't look for you.
No. Oh, well, yeah, the Fred Tyson video wasn't a Homegrown video. That was more like a trailer for a movie that'll be coming out eventually. And it just kind of worked out to be a Fred Tyson video. Oh. So hopefully Fred's not mad at us for that.
Is that a recent thing? I don't know anything about
that. Yeah, that came out recently. Freddie's got a song called Free Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, we've got that all edited together. It is kind of like a Fred Tyson road trip video.
And you said we. Who's the we involved in this?
My buddy Jason Page writes and makes movies.
Okay.
And so it's us, basically.
Who did the My Amazing Kite video, right?
He did do the My Amazing Kite video.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice.
I never knew you were an amazing kite.
Man, you will you watch that.
He wore spandex. There was spandex involved. Yes. I've
never experienced that amazing kite.
I'm basically a superhero in it.
It's a wonderful video, and I'm... I would check YouTube. I have a feeling that's available on YouTube. A lot of the Homegrown videos, I think, are.
Oh,
but
they're
that
all
was
out there. Yep.
Yeah, that was from a few years ago. The Moon Is Down, My Amazing Kite. So that's one to check out. So Eric, you know, you've been in a lot of Homegrowns. Mm-hmm. So tell me about how you feel about the Homegrown experience, like as it's evolved through the years, and what's it like for you, both as a musician and a participant. To be in the Homegrown Music Festival.
Gosh, that's,
I mean, both as a musician
and an
audience member, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's been really cool to watch it grow. I heard some rumor that we have 200-plus bands in it this year. Is that right?
I'm not even sure, yeah.
Yeah, so just the sheer volume of Duluth music that's getting to emerge and get noticed is just a beautiful thing. My experience of the music scene in general in town is that it's always been very supportive. Like, I know in bigger... other towns, it can be kind of cutthroat, and it's just cool that so many people come together to celebrate each other in Homegrown.
Yeah, the chicken is pretty fitting, because we all kind of just, this is, whole town is a little incubator. We're all nurturing one another.
Yeah.
I like that. Nice little metaphor.
I made it up right now, but you can use that one, Christy.
And hopefully it won't end up in the middle of the road.
If it does, it'll be the subject of another Abe Curran song.
So how do you go about checking out bands during Homegrown? Do you have a methodology, or just
you know,
go where the night takes you?
I'm a pretty go-with-the-flow kind of person in general, so often it depends on what company I'm in and what they recommend for good music. I take Homegrown as the opportunity to see bands that maybe don't play out as often. Like, they're always the big ones that I want to go see. But this is when I go find out about who I haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So I check for the stuff that's a little lesser known to me personally.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How about you, Abe? Any Any homegrown strategy you want to share?
You know, I find that when I make plans, making plans can just lead to disappointment. So I'll just go out, and whatever sounds good, I will do.
Mm-hmm. And I bet it usually ends up being fun. How about you, Pat? You want to share your homegrown?
I kind of just check out the field guide, and, you know, like Eric said, there's a handful of bands that I just got to go see every year. I'm pretty excited for this year. We're playing with a couple of great bands mm-hmm. at the Tower Tavern.
Tower Avenue Tavern.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Dirty Horse and
Low Forms,
yeah. That'll be excellent.
That will be sweet.
All right. So you can just hang out in one spot all night and have a great homegrown experience. Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
Sure, let's play a song called In the Morning.
Abe Curran and the Blue Rooster live from Studio A. Thank you. And again, they're playing at Tower Avenue Tavern for the Homegrown Music Festival coming up on the 11th and working on an EP, which hopefully will be out shortly. And I was going to ask you, I know you guys used to have a regular gig at Carmody. Where can people find you these days? Are you doing any regular
gigs? We don't have any residencies right now. So, I mean, we've all got a lot of plans for the summer, so it'll be kind of sporadic throughout the summer. Hopefully we'll get another residency at some point. But
when I suppose that's kind of a nice way to do it, you know, when you have other things going on, that's one time you know you can always be available to do the show.
Yeah, they're so fantastic. Even if you guys can't get together on a weekly basis to, I don't know, practice, you can get together once a week and kind of keep up on everything.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I just want to thank everyone involved with creating Homegrown. I know a lot of people that have been working a lot and a lot of hours. So just thank you to everyone for all that effort, making this a fun time for everyone.
It's my favorite holiday of the year.
Thanks so much, guys. Today's Live from Studio 8 was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Aaron Welch. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, find the Live from Studio 8 page under programs at KUMD.org. This is Live from Studio 8 on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.